Welcome back. Hour two of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. The news today in One Bills Drive, their promotion of Doug Whaley as the new general manager of the Buffalo Bills, the 12th GM in Buffalo Bills franchise history. With a lot of connections here to the Bills, Whaley's been around the Bills for three-plus years, obviously, working in scouting and personnel. He also has connections to some of the great Bills of years gone by, including our next guest, who played at the University of Pittsburgh with Doug Whaley. He is on the line with us now, Reuben Brown, one of the all-time great Bills offensive linemen. Reuben, thank you very much for coming on the air with us.
Anytime, John, and, you know, very happy day for all of us from the Pitt Alumni Association.
You know, I've noticed that, and I've kidded you about it before, and Van Pelt and Whaley. You Pitt guys hang pretty tight. I've seen you guys at the Combine. It's like a little cult you have, you Pitt guys, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of pride in the school, you know, through the tradition of great coaches and players that we've had. And I think in the years that Doug Whaley and Alex Van Pelt, myself, went through, we all bonded because, you know, we wanted the program to be more, but it wasn't. But all of us had a real strong bond going through that process.
Now, Whaley played at Pitt. He was a safety and a linebacker. And talk about, do you remember the first time you met Doug Whaley, Reuben, when you were at University of Pittsburgh?
I actually met Doug before the University of Pittsburgh. We played in the very first U.S. High School All-American game.
Okay.
And Doug was a standout running back and linebacker safety type guy that was recruited by a lot of people, a blue-chip All-American. We played in that game with guys like Drew Bledsoe, Andre Hastings, Jerome Bettis, Bryant Young, Kyle Brady. We all met there at that game. We all have a really good bond. I'm sure Doug can tell you about that game. And that's where it started for me and Doug and his entire family. I know his mom and his dad and his brother. So, you know, it's more than just going to school with a guy. I know his family.
What kind of a player was he at Pittsburgh and even back then in high school all-star games, Reuben?
Outstanding player. People will be surprised to know he was a blue chipper. You know, he was a blue chip All-American. You know, he played on a very successful high school team in Pennsylvania. As everyone knows, Upper Sinclair is the, you know, end-all be-all as far as academics and sports in Pennsylvania. And he was a standout star there and led them to a championship.
So you guys get to Pitt playing for the Pitt Panthers, and was Paul Hackett the head coach when you guys arrived there?
Yes, we arrived together with Paul Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett was just a young kid. I don't even know if he was in junior high at the time. He probably was in elementary school. And we all got in there with big dreams of turning the Pitt program into something special.
Well, you did, right? I mean, you guys had success at University of Pittsburgh. You guys played in some big games over the years there.
Yeah, we played in big games, but we never reached the bowl games like we wanted to and like, you know, we thought we were doing. Our recruiting was there. We definitely had the pro connection as far as athletes and coaches and management. You know, it's a great spot to be if you loved NFL football or just football in general.
Now, it says on his bio, it says Whaley was a safety and a linebacker. Was he kind of a tweener size-wise, Reuben, at that stage of his football playing career?
He was the premier. He was Brian Urlacher before there was a Brian Urlacher.
Really?
You know, yeah. Not with the size and the speed, but, you know, he played that type of position. The game was evolving where you needed a linebacker, a safety guy that could cover. Those guys were starting to show up more readily athletically. Doug was very versatile for us. And, you know, he played amongst some really strong talent as a freshman.
Did he have, I imagine he would, but did he have like a passion or a love for the game? Does it surprise you that he stayed with football all these years?
I just know from day one that Doug was a very smart guy. He's very bright. He had the type of education that every young man wished they had experienced through school. The tutelage, the guidance, all of those things were in place for Doug. And, you know, we were always, I would say, followers of his because he was a leader on and off the field.
What made him a good leader, Reuben?
Oh, he could deal with a lot of different backgrounds and upbringings and cultures and, you know, it was a big melting pot of different people from all across the country coming to Pittsburgh. And Doug was just a bright guy that could, you know, everyone could talk to. Everyone could discuss all types of issues with him. And also, we respected his knowledge of how well he understood the game of football.
You know, we were talking to him earlier today, Ruben, about when he got out of Pitt. He spent 1 year on Wall Street as a retail stockbroker and then got back into football. Do you think he would have been a fish out of water if he had stayed with Wall Street for his whole career?
Not at all. I'm telling you, you know Doug, you've met him. He can do it. He's a doer. You know, he's a guy that analyzes how to do something, figures it out, and he goes and does it. And that's what we're all proud of him for and looked up to him for while we were in school.
Ruben, I know you keep an eye on the Bills organization as you make your home here in Western New York. Doug's worked under Buddy Nix for the last couple of years here in Buffalo. What do you think will change with Doug Whaley as the GM?
Well, I don't know how much will change. I can say going forward in the future, there's going to be a real aggressive eye on the talent that's in the building or coming into the building. And that's going to take a lot of different forms, Murph. I mean, it's going to be like a John Butler type thing, someone that can come down there, walk in the locker room, put his hand on a guy and look in his face and see whether he's invested the right amount of money with him or not. So I don't know that anything will change. I just know things will continue to get better.
You know, and one thing I guess that has changed just on the face of it, Ruben, if you think about Doug Whaley and Russ Brandon, now the president and CEO, and Doug Marrone, this organization has some young guys in key leadership positions now. That's a change from where they've been the last 4 or 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess as far as management or Ralph and their team has gone, they've gone through the different gamut of choices. You know, it just so happens that these guys are young right now. That doesn't mean it's always going to be the case because they're going to be old someday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the nature of the game of football and the business of football. You know, they'll move on someday and open the door for some other young guy, but hopefully they leave a legacy, you know, opposed to, you know, coming in and working through, and there needs to be a legacy now.
Last question, Ruben. What would you, and I know you hang around Buffalo and Western New York a lot, so you'll probably get this question, but what would you want to tell Bills fans about their new general manager, Doug Whaley?
Well, just be patient. That's all you could do. Be patient. Look, Green Bay years ago wasn't any good. Now look where they are after acquiring the players and coaches that they got. Be patient. Look what the New Orleans Saints did after years of losing. Look what Tampa Bay did after years of losing. So be patient. It will come. Our time will come. Hopefully it's before we're all in wheelchairs.
Ruben, thanks. Good talking with you.
Anytime, Murph.